Welcome to Dome Patrol Premier League.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the 2020-2021 Dome Patrol United Premier League season preview podcast extravaganza with your host, me, Mr. James Baker. Joining me this week is Ben Wright. Ben, how are you?
Woo! I'm good. Oh, it feels like yesterday we were talking Premier League. It's just come back. Oh, was it 6 week break in the end? Was it something like that? Something stupid.
No, it was less than that, wasn't it? I think it was only like 5 weeks.
I don't think it ever felt like it was away because the Premier League finished and you had the FA Cup final. Then after that, you had all the European games. And after that, the Community Shield was on. And now it's like, oh,
we're back. Then you had the internationals.
Schnulls, yeah. And now we're back straight in Premier League. So,
yeah, it's...
You had the transfer window going on the side as well. So it just feels like it hasn't actually been away.
Look, 2020 is a mess, mate. I think we've established that already on more than a few things we've talked about in the past, are you excited for the return of the Premier League?
Considering I'm not actually going to games, yes, I actually have. I'm really excited for it. I can't wait. I think that just shows how your team ends the season, and it just shows how little excitement potentially. But no, I'm excited for it all. I'm excited for the new teams coming up. I like the look of two of the new teams coming up. I think the top
West Brom
four,
Fulham,
top
yeah?
six.
Is that West Brom or Fulham?
No, I like the look of Leeds as well.
Yeah, I know. I knew you were talking about Leeds. Don't worry,
You just don't like them. But yeah, we'll talk about Premier teams a little bit while. But no, I'm generally really looking forward to the season. I think it's going to be a really good season. I don't think it's going to be a runaway like we've had the last couple of years. I think we're not just going to have two teams fighting for the title, and I think we might have some high profile sackings as well.
Oh, interesting. Well, towards the end of the recording, we are going to go through bold predictions. Where me and Ben basically make a complete fool of ourselves for the listening public.
Can we lock these down?
Yeah, I'll make a note of them as we're going through them. But yeah, so we're going to go through some bold predictions. So, right, I suppose the place to start is the no fans thing.
Yes.
Obviously, there was hope that, I mean, Arsenal were one of the pilot teams for a game soon to have fans, I understand.
Still is. Okay. So the government obviously still need to review it, but the communication we're hearing out of the club, it's still in place because obviously their bubble that you could sit in was a maximum of six as well only. So okay. You wouldn't have been able to have...
So that's not changed then?
So that's not changed. They've taken our money. Shock.
Shock horror.
They've taken our money. They've taken my money. I am in the ballot. The way they're doing it, there's a massive lengthy email, quite confusing. I had to listen to a couple of podcasts and read it a couple of times to get my head around it. So basically, it's open up to season ticket holders, and the way it, I don't know if this is other clubs are going to be doing it this way, I don't know, but this is what the communication I've got from the club. It's open to season ticket holders only. They're looking for about 12,000 fans in a 60,000 seat stadium, about 12 and a half, I think it was. And Arsenal have 40,000 season ticket holders if you include all the corporates. Now they are going to try, you are going to ballot for four games at a time. So okay. You can't just ballot for individual games. You've got to ballot for a block of four.
Okay, obviously does that include European games and League Cup and FA Cup and stuff?
European games and FA Cup and League Cups, yes.
Okay.
So everything. I think only League Cup didn't go towards season ticket, but they get first priority. So to enter the ballot, to be eligible for the ballot, you had to pay an amount of money depending on where you sat. And funny enough, that was the same amount of money that got refunded to people that for the games that didn't go ahead.
It's funny how that the maths works out that way, isn't it?
Yes. So people like, I think Elliot, one of the listeners, he got a refund, so he's had to pay that money back in his club. I put it on a credit to roll over to next season, so I've automatically been in the ballot and don't need to pay anything. Now, you can, so you enter your bubbles with people you go with, so it's just me and my mate, so we've entered as a bubble of two, and we'll go into a ballot for the area that we sit in. So I sit upper tier, back behind the goal. So I'll kind of go into a ballot with the upper tier back behind the goal season ticket holders.
Okay. So you still... So you say you can apply in blocks of four. How many of those four games can you go to? Is it a maximum of two or...?
Depends what you get out of the ballot. You might get all four, you might get none.
Well, surely...
But this
surely,
is bit,
if
but
they're all in the ballot, they need to make sure that everybody gets at least one.
I think it will be. I think it will be quite sensible, you hope. And not certain YouTube channels will get access to every game because I don't think that's fair on other people.
I wonder who you could be talking about.
But, yeah, so that's the way it's going to work. So, because obviously you're going to ballot for games like Chelsea, Man United, and stuff like that. And when FC Kozlov or whatever they're from Ukraine come over in the Europa League, you're not going to ballot for that game. So you might ballot for, oh, we've got Chelsea, Man United, League Cup and a Europa League game, and you enter that ballot hoping you get the Man United and Chelsea game or something like that, and you end up getting the Europa League and the League Cup. That's it. Unfortunately, you've balloted, you have to pay for that ticket.
So and what happens if you've balloted and won a ticket for a game that you then can't attend because of, like, for instance, you, shift work?
So there is a transfer system on the club website that you can transfer tickets between season ticket holders.
Right, so okay. Is this the photo ID thing that Elliot was talking about the other day?
Yes, right, okay. Yes. So basically your season ticket card has got your name on it. So you have to bring us some photo ID to match your name for the track and trace system that the UK government are doing.
Right, got you.
So, I can't sell it on to my dad or something like that because it doesn't work for the track and trace.
Right, okay, well, that makes sense.
It makes sense completely. And the club gets to update their files, so they're probably quite happy about it as well, because I'm guaranteed there's people from the 70s that are dead now to see their season tickets still floating around.
Yeah, I'm sure Elliot said when I was speaking to him yesterday that there was a season ticket holder who was 123 years old. Clearly died 40 years ago, and the family have just kept it on in his name. So, yeah, you're going to find quite a lot of that, I think, mate.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, okay.
I'll enter the ballot, and then the games you get, you pay for. So your initial payment, doesn't come off the initial payment. That initial payment just sits there. I think it's just cash flow for the club, keeping cash in the bank. And then when we go back to full capacity, that then gets deducted from the remaining of your season ticket.
All right, I'm with you. Do you think we'll be at full capacity at any point this season?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
I do. Yeah. I reckon we could be full capacity March.
I'd be surprised.
The thing, so we're not a COVID podcast, but the thing is, with the UK, what I'm seeing trends of as well is that, yes, the infection rate's high, but hospitalisation and death rates are low at the moment, so we just need to keep an eye on that.
At the moment.
At the moment, that's the whole thing at the moment. Fingers crossed it stays like that. And the strand of the virus is just weakening. And yes, there are infections, but...
I mean, look, you know, like I said, we're not a COVID podcast.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen in the next...
But COVID has affected the Premier League massively.
I don't
like
I don't,
every sport.
I don't think we know what's going to happen. So, okay.
But Arsenal were definitely one of the clubs desperate to get fans back in because they're the highest matchday revenue earners in Europe. So they are desperate to get fans. Yeah, with the price that they pay for... Because of the price of season tickets and stuff.
Jesus.
You know, we're paying a grand a season ticket.
Well, that's your own fault. United were going to try and get fans in for the Crystal Palace game next week, their first game of the season. They were going to be trialing, I think it was 15,000 tickets, but obviously that's now being
Manchester's in a lockdown, isn't it? It's a localised
lockdown. Certain areas are, yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think whilst the lack of fans was a novelty, when we got football back after the lockdown, I don't think it's going to take long for that novelty to wear off.
Of having
no fans. It's not the same game.
I'm just happy they're broadcasting all the games at the moment.
Well, yeah. I think that's going to be the case until there's 50% capacity in the stadiums.
And I think that's I agree with that. It should be that way.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Right. So that's the fans bit covered. What would you say you're looking forward to this season? And to make it more difficult for you, you're not allowed to mention the team you support.
Okay, very easy this is then. This is Jose Mourinho's collapse at Tottenham.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's just a comical every time it happens. I'm watching the All of Nothing, what should really be renamed Nothing documentary. And the guy, he reminds me of Borat when he's on the training ground.
I've not watched any of it yet, so I can't.
Oh, mate, it's comical. It's comical. It's so funny. Jose Mourinho having his usual meltdown, blaming lack of transfers because of the COVID pandemic, blaming the pandemic for his demise when other teams will be doing all right. I could see a big falling now.
Have Spurs signed it? Well, they signed Joe Hart on a free transfer.
And they Matt Doherty from Wolves.
Yes, of course. Right, okay.
Yes. I'm grinning, man. I'm looking forward to it already.
No.
But what else am I looking forward to? Not related to my team. Brighton are making some good signings. Graham Potter plays nice football, and I think the addition of Adam Lallana is a fantastic signing for them.
Brighton, Ben's local team, by the way, where he lives.
Yeah, they're not too far from me. Then Newcastle have made some really interesting moves. I love the moves they've done. I love Jamal Lewis coming in from Norwich. I think that's a fantastic bit of business. Ryan Fraser and then Callum Wilson. Yeah, these are players that got relegated, but just because these players got relegated doesn't mean they're bad players. I think Newcastle could easily be a top 10 team if things go their way this year.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the team that have probably done the most impressive business in the transfer window so far, probably Everton.
Yeah, well, bar Chelsea.
That's
another one. There could be issues there later on, maybe if Lampard doesn't get off to a good start.
I think Everton have made, James Rodriguez, it was good 3 years ago and has been injured a lot. But if he's fit
and he's on form,
85% of the player he was 3 years ago, he's going to do a good job there. The most impressive signing they've made for me is Doucouré, the midfielder from Watford.
Doucouré and Allen and James Rodriguez as a three, that is a very good three in midfield.
Yeah, there is talk that they're going to be able to try and get Wilfried Zaha from Crystal Palace as well before the end of the transfer window.
Now, see, I've heard that because I hear it could be Iwobi going the other way as well.
Oh, okay.
After one season. Thank you, Chris, for the £40 million. I really appreciate it. But no, then you look at them, you can have Zaha on the left, Richarlison on the right, Calvert-Lewin through the middle. That's a good team. And don't forget at the back, they've got some decent players at the back as well.
Yeah, their weakness is goalkeeper, though.
It's too small.
Pickford, T-Rex arms.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, Everton, you always say this about Everton, though. But now they have actually got a very good manager, so they could.
Yes.
Teams are strengthening. They're trying to make that push, and it'll be interesting to see.
Well, look, I mean, you go through the teams at the top end of the table last year. Liverpool have bought a Greek right back, and they're trying to sign Thiago, but I don't think they've got the money to spend at the moment.
But I think they need to wait for Ronaldo to go to Barcelona. Yeah. But no one, what's going on with Barcelona? Barcelona actually got any cash?
No.
So I'm not sure I can see that happening. But I think a lot of teams are just holding on till near deadline just to I think you're going to have a manic last couple of weeks of the transfer window.
Yeah, I think it's gone quiet now. That's the annoying thing for me, because the season's going to be 4 weeks old when the transfer window closes. Now, yeah. I mean, look, for me and my team, it's clear that United are after one player and one player only now.
I don't think that will happen.
There's a lot of talk today and late yesterday and today where it's actually progressing along and it is likely to go through, but United are going to have to pay the money that Dortmund want, which is insane in this climate.
It's ridiculous.
I like the player we signed from Ajax this summer, Van der Beek.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about that. He's a very good player, but I can't see a midfield three of Fernandes, Pogba and Van der Beek working. I just don't think the balance is there to protect the back four.
They probably are unlikely to start in a three together.
Yeah, put Matic back there.
You're going to want a holding midfielder. But obviously, the end of last season, we were screwed because we couldn't rotate the midfielders.
Yeah, but now you can.
But now we can. So, you know.
And he's not a bad price. 40 million euros. Was that 35 million quid?
He's a good player, mate.
He's a very good player. Because there was this whole thing, Real Madrid, you know, they were pretty much agreed fees and everything like that. But they, once again, these Spanish clubs just don't have the cash. You've seen it with Valencia. They are literally getting rid of everyone because they need to raise funds to survive. So
the problem in Spain, though, is the TV money.
Mm.
The TV money is not as equally... I mean, it's not equally shared in the Premier League, but it's more equally shared.
Well, I think the Premier League can have issue with TV money down the line because the Saudis are no longer paying for the Premier League and getting it for free. And... the Chinese deals, the 300 million a year Chinese deals, all being ripped up as well.
Yep. Yeah.
So the financial outlook on the Premier League is going to change in the next couple of years quite a bit, I think.
Yeah. No. I think so too.
That's why I think you'll see a launch of their streaming service sooner rather than later.
I don't know why they're not look. It at the Amazon coverage works. Mm.
It's because they got the next contracts with BT and Sky are up. I think they're up in the same year. That's when they'll launch it.
Yeah, but the way Amazon did their over Christmas last year, they had one whole week of games, didn't they?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And all the games are on at the same time on one day, and you just go onto Amazon, pick your game.
It's like NFL Game Pass.
Exactly like NFL Game Pass, but it's already covered in your Prime. And I would happily pay an extra tenner a month from a Prime subscription if I got the Premier League.
Yeah.
So no brainer, isn't it?
Extra £5 a month. Don't tell him that.
No, you've got extra £10. I mean, Sky Sports cost me £35 a month, mate. So
yeah, I suppose.
It's mad. Right. So yeah, there's some interesting things that are going to happen this year. I think. You know, I mentioned it before. Do bold predictions in a second. Previous podcast that I recorded with our friend Chris. Me and him both had a stab at what we predicted were going to be our top six at the end of the season and our bottom three. So who are going to be the top six and who are going to be the bottom three? So, Ben, do you want me to read out what me and Chris said to give you an idea of what you're going up against?
No. Let me know after. Let me do my top six.
Go on, then.
So I think City are going to win the league this year.
Yep.
I think Liverpool will come second.
Okay.
Then it'll be Chelsea third.
Okay.
Manchester United fourth.
Okay.
Arsenal fifth.
Yep.
Everton sixth.
Ooh.
Wolves seventh, Tottenham eighth.
Right, okay. I only wanted the top six, but that'll do. Yeah.
And the bottom three?
Yeah, your bottom three.
Will be...
In order, so who's going to be that? Who's going to be bottom?
Fulham
bottom. Okay.
West Brom.
Yeah.
This is the you can't you just can't call it. But I'm going bold with this one. Crystal Palace.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I think the goals are there. I know they signed Batshuayi, but I just don't think the goals are there.
No,
Batshuayi and Zaha goes. That's not enough. You're losing a lot there.
Yeah, I'll go through Chris's first. So Chris's top six. You went City, Liverpool, Chelsea, United, Spurs, Arsenal. That was his top six.
Okay, yeah. Okay. That's Spurs above us. Oh, you're a bastard.
Well, you wait till you hear mine.
Oh, God.
So, actually, sorry, Chris's bottom three. Burnley, bottom. Brighton, 19th.
Not happening.
And Fulham, 18th.
Okay.
Okay, so that's Chris's. Yeah. Mine. Top six, City, Liverpool, United, Chelsea, Spurs, Wolves.
Oh! Not believing the Mikel Arteta train.
Arteta is a cup team manager, mate. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, here we go.
Right, so, no, okay. So, but bearing in mind, this was done 6 weeks ago, yeah. Probably.
This was quite, done quite before the cup final.
Quite a bit's changed. Yeah, quite a bit's changed. And then my bottom three were Burnley in 18th, West Brom in 19th, and Fulham bottom.
So we agree with two.
Yeah, we do, yeah. I just think the Burnley bubble has burst. The BBB, Burnley bubble has burst.
I want to get your opinion because obviously you know you've got Arsenal in the top six. Chris doesn't. What do you think? Arsenal.
No, Chris
does.
I haven't.
I don't. Yeah. Well, okay. What do you think? Why not? Why? What's missing at Arsenal?
Because I believe Arteta is a cup team manager. As evidenced by your run to the FA Cup. But well, your league form wasn't there, was it?
I get that. Yeah, we finished eighth, but we had an appalling season.
Yeah, of which he oversaw half of.
You can't really say he walked into a mess. He had no January. It wasn't his team, you've got to remember. It wasn't his team.
I'm only going with the evidence put in front of me. Yeah. I don't trust your defence at all.
New defence this year. It's a new defence this year.
So what, you signed Gabriel, the centre-back?
Saliba as well. Kieran Tierney's going to...
Is he back, Saliba?
Saliba's back.
So you're pinning your hopes on two people, youngsters, that have never played in the Premier League before?
No, not just that. The emergence of Ainsley Maitland-Niles has been fantastic.
Yeah, granted, he's been good, yeah.
And I think a fit Kieran Tierney is going to be sensational.
Okay.
The thing with Arsenal's defence, I think they've got good defenders there. I think the problem with that is the midfield and not having the protection. We've been linked all summer to Thomas Partey from Atletico Madrid, who is a unit who can sit in front of the back four, but he can also take the ball from the back four, turn and progress the ball up the field. Now, he is someone who would be perfect for Arsenal. I'm very surprised we didn't make a move for Decore when he was only 20 million, because he can do the same thing Partey has. And a little bit cheaper than Partey was, but I still want to go all guns out for Thomas Partey because I think he will sit there. I think Arteta. I think we are missing a few. We've had a couple of years of really bad recruitment and we're hamstrung by it. But I think we've got the manager who will get the best out of all these players. I think so. Gabriel, you know, quite a lot of teams are actually after Gabriel. Napoli, Man United. And Everton were after him. So I'm happy we've got hold of him. I think Saliba, if you hear all the reports out of France, I know it is France, but hey, they had two semi-finalists in the Champions League, so it can't be that much of a farmers league.
Would he play for none of them?
I know, but his team weren't in. They got to the French Cup final.
They did, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so St. Etienne. So I like the signing of Willian. I don't like the 3 years, but I think 2 years, he might be a good player for us. I think he might. He got 10 goals last year for Chelsea. You know, it's not bad for a wide player getting 10 goals. I think.
Yeah, I remain to be convinced. The talent, definitely, you know, but he's 31, 32?
32.
Yeah. And you've paid him a lot of money on a three-year contract.
Yeah, I'd say that. Talking of a lot of money in a three-year contract for a 30-year-old, it looks like a Aubameyang signed according to the Athletic.
Yeah, that was announced yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think he is crucial to this team. But I think, yeah, it's the protection. The midfield is the thing. I think the defence will be all right. I think we're in a very lucky position where we've got two fantastic goalkeepers, which one will be leaving because we need to raise funds to go and buy this defensive midfield player. It sounds like Emi Martinez might be on his way to Aston Villa for £20 million.
Jesus, okay.
Fantastic goalkeeper. Really fantastic goalkeeper.
Better than Leno?
a lot of Arsenal fans would have rather seen Leno go than Martinez. And I'm 50-50. They are brilliant shot stoppers. Martinez has a bigger frame and better with his feet. I think Leno might just have a bit more experience because he's played a lot more football. So it's 50-50 which one you get rid of. And I think they've gone with Martinez because obviously they spent money on Leno not too long ago. So we'll see that. I think we'll be all right. I think we won't get top four. I think the gap's too far, but I think we can definitely target fifth and winning the Europa League.
Okay.
With the team we've got.
Okay. Well, this has turned into a bit of an Arsenal podcast. So you want to ban talking about Arsenal?
That's my Arsenal stint done. I just wanted to know why you were so negative about them.
Yeah, I just don't trust the defense at the moment. I remain to be convinced.
Why don't you trust David Luiz? Seriously.
Yeah. I wonder. Right. So, final section. Bold predictions. What we're going to do? Three each.
Let's just keep rattling them off. Yeah, right. Yeah, let's go. Go on then.
Okay. So right. One. No. You go. You go first because you dump this on me just recording. So.
Okay. All right.
So you go first, and I'm not going to write them down now. I'll listen back once we're done, and I'll write them down then.
I think. I've already said it. I think Jose Mourinho will be sacked before the end of the season.
Okay, so bold prediction number one is Jose Mourinho will not be the Spurs manager by the end of the season.
Yeah.
Are you going to pick a closer earlier on in the season? Christmas?
Oh, February.
Okay, so Jose Mourinho will not be Spurs manager by February.
No, because they will be down around 8th, 9th in the table. And they would have been knocked out of Europe in the first round of knockout stages of the Europa League. And okay. Out of the FA Cup and League Cup. And it will be another year without a trophy for Tottenham.
Okay.
And that's what it was brought in for. Then I reckon Dean Henderson will be Man United's number one goalkeeper.
That's not a bold prediction, mate.
For the end of the season.
I don't think that's a bold prediction personally, but okay, that's fine. No.
You think he will definitely?
Yep. Yeah.
Do you think he starts the season number one?
No, he won't start the season, but he'll end it.
Okay. All right. I just did my predictions and this is and I said Chelsea top four. But Chelsea to finish outside the top four.
You've just taken my first one.
All the signings. God, imagine that. They have spent a lot of money.
They've spent a huge amount of money.
Yeah. Trying to think. Now another one.
So I've got one then. So my first one, Liverpool lost, well, before lockdown, they lost one game, didn't they? And I think they lost, was it two or three throughout the season? Was it two games? They will lose more games before Christmas this year in the league than they did in the entirety of last year.
I agree with that. I'll go with that. I agree with that. I think they will. Here's one for
you. Yeah, go on then, yeah. Go on then.
Callum Wilson will score over 15 goals for Newcastle this season.
Ooh, that's spicy.
He'll be the Danny Ings of this season.
Okay.
I just love the move. I think it's a great move for him. I love their left-hand side now of Lewis Fraser. I think that could be, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I've got another one. I had this written down, actually.
Go on, then.
Marco Bielsa will not be at Leeds by the end of the season.
You don't reckon Bielsa will stay?
I think something... Leeds is a circus, mate. It is. It's always been a circus.
I think Leeds are going to finish top 10. There's my bold prediction.
Yeah, fair play. They've got a very good striker they just signed from Valencia. Like we said,
yeah.
Spanish teams are getting rid of Rodrigo. He's the Spain. He's the Spanish main striker. He starts over Diego Costa and people, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's the starting number nine for Spain.
It's for Spain, yeah.
Yeah, for Leeds to finish top 10. This is quite a difficult one because I didn't get much notice to think about this. The top goal scorer in the Premier League will be a Manchester United player. They're going to score a lot of goals. They're going to score a lot of goals this year.
Can you take penalties out of the equation?
Penalties doesn't matter. Top goal scorer. Penalties doesn't matter. Top goal scorer.
Okay, will Harry Maguire be in prison before the end of the season?
No. No.
See,
the thing is, you've got to remember is there's only one team that have ever had their centre-back captain ever go to prison for anything during a season.
No, and we won the league that year as well.
Exactly. It worked. So tainted.
Because Tony Adams says he is invincible because the only game Arsenal lost that year was when he was in prison.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? It was.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Amazing. Have I got any more bold predictions? Pep Guardiola will leave Man City after this season, having failed to win the Champions League with a team other than Barcelona again.
It will be an all-English Champions League final again.
What, so that's going to be Liverpool, City, United or Chelsea? It's going to be one of two of those four teams. Well, I'll tell you now, United won't be one of them.
No. I think it might be a City-Liverpool Champions League final. I'd love to see that.
Liverpool more likely to get to the Champions League final than City are, because Guardiola can't win the Champions League unless he has Messi.
Yeah, that is true. And that didn't happen.
Yeah, funny
What were your thoughts on Messi coming to the Premier League?
Did
you want it though or not? I kind of wanted it as a football fan.
I think as a football fan to see it would have been really good, but he was never going to leave Barcelona.
No, he just got a little bit of payment and that was done, wasn't it?
Of course he did. That's how it works over there.
But he's going to be on a free next year, isn't he?
Well, until they sign him to a new contract.
Yeah. So,
but if they've said, give us one more year and we'll let you leave on a free at the end of your contract, they are going to run him into the ground this year, like you did with Sanchez.
Yeah, oh God. What did you think of those comments he made about...
I don't care.
God, what an arsehole.
He was rubbish for us.
$500,000 a week.
Rubbish. Oh, you know. Utter rubbish.
We both really copped out on that bloody swap deal, wasn't it? That trade.
Yeah. So.
That's what happens when you get big agents involved.
It is. Right. I think that's it for now for our pre-season preview episode.
Yep.
Anything else before we wrap it up?
No. Like I said, I think it's going to be a fun season. It's going to be compact and it starts the same weekend as the NFL. So I'm very much looking forward to this weekend.
Yeah, no, me too, with the Grand Prix as well and stuff.
Just some breaking news. So Emi Martinez has been withdrawn from Arsenal squads to face Fulham tomorrow as Brighton have emerged as serious contenders. Brighton's offer is larger than Villa's latest £20 million bid.
£20 million.
So hang on.
Oh, okay.
Brighton have got Matt Ryan in goal, who's a very good goalkeeper. Where's he off to?
I don't know. Maybe he goes to Villa. Who knows?
Interesting.
Who knows? Right. So the plan for Ben and I is to do at least a weekly Premier League podcast throughout the season. we were doing okay last year until coronavirus got in the way and stopped it all. We'll have guests. I know Chris has been a popular guest in the past. We'll get him on to discuss what he thinks about Everton in a couple of weeks after they've had a couple of games, see how they're getting on. Obviously, everyone, thanks for listening. We're available on all podcast apps, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts from, you'll find us on there. Please like and subscribe. The Dome Patrol United cover the NFL. We cover, well, we covered the XFL when it was running.
Might do again.
We might do again, yeah. LSU, some TV program in America that they seem to really like that doesn't do well over here. Survivor, is it, I think?
I think so.
Yeah, cover that. So, yeah, please drop us, subscribe, likes, any comments, any questions, then please let either Ben or I know or get in touch with us on Twitter, Dome Patrol UK or Dome Patrol US, and we'll see what we can do. Any final thoughts, Ben, before we go?
No, good to be back talking. Good for the Premier League to start. COVID can do one, and let's get fans back in the stadiums. Let's get back to normal.
Amen. Here's to a good first weekend of Premier League football. Ben, I will speak to you next week.
Take care, buddy.